at Danny Padarakin, Peter Grunauer, and Roland Sievers. And an improvised session on the use of internet and the building of the scientific mind. They didn't know, of course, they didn't study the program. But Cheetah, where's Cheetah? He evaporated. Okay, well, it's just the two of you. And as I said, it's improvised. Jenya, you want to take it off? It's just on your microphone.
We had a really great discussion tomorrow evening at dinner, which was very interesting that we discussed what is not only a scientific mind is, but what is our unscientific mind, what is to be an unscientific mind community. And as I want to say, that we have a choice to be in a scientific community is all it means you have some responsibility. And if you are not, it's possible to just enjoy your life. Red wine, have drag sex, and pick a dinner to speak Russian. But maybe it has some sense. And just for me, it's really important to think about the scientific mind as a community and as a participation in the term of participation of community. Because if you try to build this community and to try to build a scientific mind, it is just an invitation for people to be a part of this community, to invite them, to make this community as attractive as it impossible, as possible, and to make the whole of this community transparent as possible, so that they can see how scientists look. They can be part of this community and they can use the tools to use a special, very special language of science, to use a system of classification, to read story, to write story, and to unface story and to be annotated. And of course, the internet by itself can be very helpful in this part of knowledge. We can create special virtual science community, but it's not my point. My point is that the internet by itself, the web and the network by itself is a very good example of scientific of a building of scientific knowledge. This is very like scientific knowledge by itself, because what is semantic web by itself is an invitation for people to participate. It's not only technical idea. It is not only creation of new page and put it on the internet, but it's an invitation to people and to young people, especially to be part of this process, to write this story, to create story, to annotate story, and to use the very special tools. And that is a special way of thinking. That is, for me, is very close to learning and to scientific way of thinking. And this is the process that maybe not learning by itself, not personal learning, but the process of building scientific knowledge. In Russia, we have a special word, maybe it's in English, to know sphere. The sphere of all our knowledge.
Okay, thank you, Jenya. Ronnie, do you want to add something? Say something.
Okay. The reason that I came to this this symposium is that I want to know which things are lacking in my mind to build infrastructure, because I'm really information scientist. I'm just working with computers, so I'm a bit distracted of social science. And well, I can start reading articles, but that takes me a lot of time. So therefore, I think this is a very valuable community that I'm now in, and I can, during these discussions, I can get a feeling of which things are really important if you want to set up a scientific mind, and especially in my case, to do it, to use information systems to help people with building such a mind. And I think information systems can be very useful to function as a kind of external storage of knowledge, because communication is very important, and you don't always have face-to-face contact, so therefore it's very useful to have a place where people can store information. And you cannot just, the internet nowadays is a big storage, but it's very difficult to retrieve the information that you need. And if you go to Google, for example, that's very nice. It's you just type in a query, you get very relevant results. But the problem with Google is it is very centralized. And the problem of centralization is that you have censorship. For example, if you live in China, Google has a deal with the Chinese government that they only show websites that the government allows them to see. And that's not really what I think is a good way of presenting knowledge, because I think science should be always, you can say anything in science, and the rules of science should approve or disapprove some results, and not political reasons. So that's one thing. Also, privacy is a very important issue in centralized approaches, because Google knows my IP address, and it also knows my queries. So it's very easy to make a profile of what my interests are. And, not all people that are dissidents are terrorists. So it could also be that you have some other things that are important and that the government doesn't like. And I think it's very, very important in this world where knowledge becomes so important that we, at least I'm working on this, on developing infrastructures that we always have in mind that democracy and freedom of speech is very important. So therefore, currently I am working on decentralized systems where, like a peer-to-peer system where computer systems are communicating with each other and where nobody is in control. So, but still there are many things that are very difficult, like anonymity, privacy, how to find experts in a system. So that is the reason that I'm here, to find out what are the important requirements for information systems.
Thank you, Johnny.